Now is the time to paint. Big cities should be a worker's paradise with good wages, because there's too much construction and maintenance needed to match equally with people who will work a long, hard day for little pay and no recognition. Walking near Constitution Plaza on Sarandi Street, Gustavo, a fellow painter, is working in a doorway. He has applied paint remover and is scraping softened varnish off a door jamb with a scraper that won't damage the wood. Gustavo's next step will be to take sandpaper and smooth wood surfaces. Then after cleaning, he will apply a thin-down undercoat of polyurethane, lightly sand and wipe everything down with a tack cloth, and finish the project with two full-strength coats of exterior polyurethane with a flourish of his 3-inch sash brush. Painting is not without honor, but at the end of the day, it was for me always a relief to clean my brushes, fold drop cloths, seal up paint cans, and load the van. New doesn't last long in a city of several million, and paint makes glamour girls out of a lot of plain Jane buildings, offices, kitchens, bathrooms, and bedrooms. Working men keeps this world operating. It takes an even bigger crew of painters to keep the stars sparkling.